The Iowa caucuses held on Monday produced a big win for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry in the race for the Democratic Party presidential nomination. Many pundits, however, say the real tests lie ahead in several state primaries. Some even deride the caucuses as an anachronism that counts for little in the electoral process. The caucus system would not work well in a large state, and some would argue that it would not work well anywhere but Iowa. Critics say it's not representative of most voters because only a small fraction of them take part in the process. But those who do experience something very close to the kind of democracy that the ancient Greeks experienced when they first came up with the idea.
You guys all registered as Democrats?
Yes.
Okay, then the first table has A through OE, second table has O through Z.
I'm registered as a Democrat, but I need to change my address.
Okay.
I live in Des Moines.
Then you need to go to the second table, the man with the mustache can help you out.
Okay.
At the middle school in West Des Moines, where I went to witness the caucus process, there was a record turnout for the 115th precinct event. In fact, statewide, the turnout was about double what it was 4 years ago. Neighbors and friends gathered together all over the state to discuss the issues and make their candidate preferences known. Des Moines resident Doug Haney has been involved in the caucus process here in Iowa for 20 years.
To me, democracy in many ways has always been neighbors and fellow citizens getting together face to face to talk about it, where you are not, in a sense, the actual amount of commitment you have to do to come out here to do it makes you think about it and makes you value it more.
Just before the caucus began, I had a chance to speak with Iowa's Lieutenant Governor Sally Peterson, who also hailed the participatory nature of the caucus.
So the process isn't one in which you just come in and leave. You have to be committed enough to give your evening to it. So these are truly the party loyal activists.
Ms. Peterson says people who attend caucuses are also driven by real concerns about the nation and the issues confronting it. As for Iowa not being very representative of the nation as a whole, she begs to differ. She told me that Iowa reflects the national political demographic in one important way. Its government is seldom dominated by one party, making bipartisanship a necessity.
In Iowa, about a third of the population are registered Democrats, about a third are registered Republicans, and about a third are independents. So whomever is elected, they ultimately are serving and representing more than the third of the people who are in their party, because it takes more than just your own party to elect you, and I think people recognize that. We work in a very bipartisan way in this state, and I think that's makes it successful, and why much of the decisions that are made are in the middle. You know, people move to the middle because they need to attract that independent vote.
Iowa has also been criticized by some national pundits as atypical because its population is composed of mostly white European descendants. But that's changing. Hispanics and Asians are increasing in numbers, and the state's reputation for being a civil, quiet, and peaceful place is drawing many more. At the caucus, I met a man from Iran who has lived here several years and is now a U.S. citizen. He came to the caucus mainly to learn about the process.
It's my first try this year for the first time on a vote. I thought before I do anything, I just learn how the process goes and then decide which one.
Okay, but you're a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
You can vote.
Yes.
And you voted before here?
No.
Oh, so this is your first election.
Yes.
Here to vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm not rushing into just making a decision right now. I just want to see how people decide here and then, based on the collective decision that people come, then I have a better position to decide, yeah.
Have you had a lot of people talking to you about the election? You heard a lot about the candidates?
No, it's just my own initiative. Mm-hmm. To, I thought, I owe it to myself, being here for so long, I better learn how they do it.
At the caucus I attended, I saw all the bargaining and negotiations these events are famous for. Supporters of former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, for example, came just short of the number needed to be viable. They, along with the uncommitted, then bargained with the larger groups supporting Senators Kerry and Edwards, and most ended up joining one of those groups. In the end, Senator Edwards won 5 of the delegates from the 115th precinct, and Senator Kerry won 4. These results went into the final state count. Eventually, this will lead to a statewide selection of delegates to go to the Democratic Convention in Boston in July. By then, the cold winter night of caucusing in Iowa will be but a distant memory. But Iowans will remain proud that it all started here. Greg Flakus, VOA News.